Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was born of a human mother to save us all, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation this morning is taken from Proverbs chapter 31. We'll read selected verses from that chapter of Proverbs. First, from verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the utterance which his mother taught him. And verse 10 says, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. And from verse 25, strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Today, of course, is Mother's Day, a happy and blessed Mother's Day to all our mothers and grandmothers who are with us today or are watching online or are reading this today. It's a day that we set aside to show our appreciation for the women who are mothers or grandmothers or are our wives. This appreciation, of course, should be shown to our mothers and grandmothers, the women whom God has blessed us with in our lives. It should be shown every day of our lives. But it is nice that our society has set aside a day that's devoted entirely to them. And yet, ironically, motherhood has also been vastly underappreciated by our society. And the importance of being a mother seems to be vastly undervalued. Let me ask you, when you think about your mother, whether it was your stepmother or your grandmother or your aunt or whoever it was that raised you, do you appreciate the importance and value that she had and has in your life? I can tell you with certainty some of the greatest men who ever lived certainly did. Abraham Lincoln once put it very well when he said, all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. George Washington once said, my mother was the most beautiful woman I ever saw. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. Even more importantly, look at the importance God places on motherhood. Proverbs 31 is a chapter in which God describes the qualities of a virtuous woman, which of course includes the description of the characteristics of a godly wife and mother. And I might note this, that the word for woman and wife in Hebrew is the same word. It just depends on the context which is meant there. Now, the King James Version of the Bible actually translates this verse 10, virtuous woman. So we're not just speaking about wives and mothers here, but the virtuous women. In the first chapter of this first the first verse of this chapter, we're told that these are the inspired words of a man named King Lemuel. Ever heard of him? We don't know anything else about this man, this King Lemuel, but he must have been a very wise man because he certainly listened to his mama. This chapter is the recounting, as he says, of the utterance which his mother taught him. His mother was obviously filled with godly wisdom. Her words in this chapter and in our text have actually much to say to women and to men, to young and to old, to married, to unmarried, to mothers and to those who have no children. What makes a virtuous woman according to these words from God? Well, one of the first things that stands out if you were to read through this chapter is that she is a hard worker. I encourage you to read through the entire chapter of Proverbs 31. We skip over a few of the verses in here. But if you read through some of the verses that we jump over, you'll find that the virtuous wife, or the virtuous woman that is described here by King Lemuel, is a woman who actually is listed as working several jobs and conducts several businesses outside the home. The virtuous woman also gives to the needy, is concerned about the needs of others, is hardworking, and above all, does whatever she can to provide for the needs of her children and her household. As verse 27 of our text summarizes, she watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Given all those things, we also need to say that based on the words of Scripture as a whole, being a virtuous or godly wife and mother has nothing to do with worldly success. Actually, it has nothing to do with self-fulfillment. It actually has to do with sacrifice. In order to be fulfilled and successful, the Scriptures encourage us to be sacrificial. It includes the same thing for fathers. Putting the needs of your household and your family first. This is why King Lemuel writes in verse 10 of our text, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." It's not referring to her material wealth, not referring to how much money she brings in. No, it refers to the value she is to her husband and to her family. We read again from our text, "The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." Those are some of the things the Scriptures, especially in this section and even in other places in the Bible, some of the things the Scriptures don't speak about. It says nothing about her exquisite beauty. It says nothing about her athletic ability, her talent, her fame, or many of the other things that the world values so highly. What the Scriptures do describe is a woman who is above all faithful to the Lord. In fact, probably the most famous verse from this section is verse 30, where it says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised." In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter further describes what makes a woman beautiful and virtuous in the sight of God. 1 Peter 3 says, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." Now, don't be mistaken, a gentle and quiet spirit does not mean weakness. Far from it. Look again at our text and see what characterizes a virtuous woman. It says, "Strength and honor are her clothing. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household." Strength, because her strength is in the Lord. Honor because of her godly actions, godly words, and godly attitudes. Her wisdom is based on God's word, and with self-sacrificing love and concern, she watches over her household. The virtuous woman, according to the Scriptures, will also share the greatest concern for her household by taking care of the spiritual needs of her children above all, sharing her faith in Christ with them. That is the greatest blessing and the greatest gift a mother can give to her children and to her family. Remember the words of the first Scripture reading we had for today, words that Paul wrote to Timothy about his mother and his grandmother. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, "I remember your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am convinced that it also lives in you. Timothy's faith came from his mother, and prior to that, from his grandmother. They were faithful in passing down this greatest gift that could ever give to Timothy, the gift of the gospel message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. What a blessing that was to Timothy. And Timothy then, in turn, eventually became a pastor. What a blessing Timothy was for the church. Did you or do you have a mother, a stepmother, or a grandmother who brought you faithfully to hear the Word of God in church on Sundays, or raised you to hear the Word of God, brought you to Sunday school, taught you from the Scriptures? If you did, or if you do, think of what a blessing that is and what a difference that has made in your life. Growing up in my family, my dad was a pastor. He is now retired. But don't think for a second that my mom did not have an integral part to play in my faith, the development of my faith, and my growth in faith. She very much did, especially when I was young. She was the one who taught us to sing many Christian hymns and songs. She was the one who read us countless Bible stories, said prayers with us, sang songs with us when we were going to bed at night, and also prayed. And still does, prays with and prays for her children and her grandchildren every night. She was my Sunday school teacher for a number of years and a great encourager of my faith. And to be honest, she was by far much more difficult when it came to memory work. When we had classes, catechism classes in school, if I could get past my mom's quiz the night before on what memory work I had to learn, my dad was a piece of cake. She was very integral in learning the Scriptures. That's come to pay off very well for me in my life, not just because I'm a pastor, but in remembering some of those Scripture passages. I owe a lot of that to my mother. Do you have a mother figure like that in your life? Did you have a mother figure like that when you were growing up? If you do, and if you can today, thank her for it. Tell her how much you appreciate her and the faith that she passed on to you. Verse 28 of our text says, "Her children rise up and call her blessed." Children, rise up and call your mothers and your grandmothers blessed today. Husbands, is your wife a godly, virtuous woman? Show her your appreciation and love. That same verse goes on to say, her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Husbands, praise your wives today. Tell her that she excels above all other women. I mentioned earlier in the sermon that this section of Proverbs does apply not just to women, mothers, and grandmothers, but also to those who are unmarried, both men and women. So what about young women, whether you're here today or listening online or going to read this sermon in print? What about those who are unmarried? What does this text say to them? What is the application for them? Well, are you striving to be a virtuous woman? Are you right now laying the foundation through the Word of God and prayer by following the example and advice of godly mothers, godly wives, people in your life, whether you are married or not yet, don't yet have children, are you looking at their example and reading from the Scriptures the way God wants you to live? Does the way that you act and speak and your attitudes line up with the description of the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31? Are strength and honor your clothing? If not, what do your words and actions and attitudes say about you? A godly, virtuous woman will attract a godly, virtuous man. And there is nothing more beautiful and attractive to a Christian man than a woman who fears the Lord, who has what God treasures, a gentle and quiet spirit. And if the Lord chooses to bless you with children in the future, will you make the sacrifices to raise your children, as the Scriptures say, in the training and admonition of the Lord? And how about young men, those of you who are unmarried, whether you're here today or reading this or watching this online, how do the words of this text apply to you? Well, ask yourself, what are you looking for in a spouse? What are the characteristics you're looking for in a woman? Someone pretty? Physical attraction is usually pretty high on the list. Someone fun? That's pretty high up there usually too. But how about their faith and their character? For some reason, that doesn't make it as high on the list usually for men as it should, does it? Are you looking for a godly, virtuous woman? Are you looking for someone who will be not only trustworthy as your wife, but also one who will help care for your future children, should the Lord give them to you? And most importantly, care for them spiritually. Our text reminds you that a virtuous woman is a very special and precious gift from God. It says her worth is far above rubies. Like a precious gem, a virtuous woman is rare and very valuable. And for both men and women, a reminder that your choice of spouse is the most important decision you may make in your earthly life, or at least one of the most important decisions you can make in your earthly life. Remember those words from our text. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. It's funny, as you think of the things that your mother did or maybe still does to show her incredible love for you. Maybe you can think of things that your mother has done in your life that show just how sacrificial her love was, or how much she made you feel very treasured and loved. Think often of some strange things, and the thing that pops to mind first for me is how my mom would get up, no matter what time it was at night, if one of us was sick, and do whatever she had to do to comfort us or be there for us when we were sick. It showed her incredible love for us. I can't imagine that she was willing to do those things, but she would, day or night. Some of the disgusting things she'd go through to give us care and help us out when we were sick. It's moments like that that you realize just how much your mother loves you. Just how far she'll go to take care of you. And you think, who can love me like my mom? Who could show this type of sacrificial love and care for me? Only a mother. And yet, amazingly, God loves us even more. In His Word, our Heavenly Father says to each one of us, each one of us who are His children, He says this in Isaiah, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." God loves us so unconditionally and so sacrificially that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to be born of a human mother Himself, to stretch out His hands on the cross and engrave in the palms of His hands those nails, to take on us the sickness, to take on Himself the sickness of our sins, to forgive you for all the times you haven't been the perfect example of the Proverbs 31 woman as a wife or a mother. And as we read through this text, I've talked to a number of women who said, "I don't like that section of Scripture. I can't live up to that." Well, guess what? No one can. God's standard is impossible to live up to. But that is why Jesus lived a perfect life for mothers, for wives, and for all of us. To forgive us for the times we have maybe not been the perfect wife or mother, but also to forgive us for the times we have not always obeyed our mother, or dishonored or underappreciated our mother or our wife or the women in our lives. Jesus suffered on that cross and endured the pain and shame of death and even hell itself to give us life, to give us eternal life in heaven. And on top of that, He's given us many other blessings, including the gift of our own mother. Has God put in your life a virtuous woman. Maybe it is your mother or your wife. Maybe he's given you both. If you can today, thank her. Show her your appreciation, and above all, thank God for that great gift. As one church sign once read, "You are here by means of God and your mother. Thank them both." Today, on Mother's Day, we do just that. We thank God as we did in the first verse of our opening hymn today. "Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love and still is ours today." Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.